Thank you, Tyler, for the message. I hope all of you were blessed as well. I had to think, if you think along the lines of fasting, it's something that it takes commitment, it takes dedication. It's not just a light thing. Once you're fasting for a while and you start getting hungry, that's when the real challenge is. But I, like Tyler shared, I truly believe there is a blessing and there's a lot of power in prayer and fasting that we don't realize unless we avail ourselves, unless we spend time praying and fasting. So I was blessed by being here this morning. I'm not going to make a lot of other words. I will open it up to you as a congregation. What is on your heart or mind this morning?
I was blessed by being here this morning. Thank you for the message, Tyler. I thought back to 2010 when God changed my heart. And then after God changed my heart, something that I wasn't willing to give up, I chewed tobacco and I also smoked. The Holy Spirit kept nudging me. Will you give this up for me? Will you give this up for me? So February the 11th, I think it's February the 11th. Do I have that right? I'm sorry, February 4th, 2011. I get the dates mixed up sometimes. Was my anniversary, was the last time I touched tobacco. And I just praise God for deliverance, that He helped me give that up. And I just wanted to praise God this morning. I was so glad I was able to be here this morning and to hear the message. It was just wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
It was a blessing to be here this morning. And Jay, your devotions was something that I needed. It's been a hard week for me. And this thought that you shared about taking your thoughts captive, taking them prisoner, it's my mind went back to when I went through Land of Promise. Something that Steve really talked about is taking your thoughts captive. And I often struggled with that. Like, what is it talking about? But as Jay pointed out, you're taking them prisoners. They're prisoners of war. You think of today and even back in the old times, when there was war, they captured people. They had prisoners, and those prisoners, they marched in front, and they obeyed every command that the army or the people that captured them. They obeyed command. They did not have free rein. And that was for me this morning. Is it thoughts that I shouldn't be thinking, or is it just thoughts? I guess for me, it was just thoughts of dread, thoughts of what the future could hold, thoughts of anxiety. Can we take those captive and bring them to obedience of Christ and say, no, I'm going to choose Jesus. God, take these thoughts, make them captive, and lead them to Christ. And take those thoughts and ask God for thoughts that are from Him. So just thank you for that. Thank you, Tyler, for the message. Thank you for some teaching on fasting. That's something that I had a lot of questions about. Just thank you for choosing this message today.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, if there is no one else, we'll bring this to a close. And let's remember this week, as we go throughout the week, let's remember to pray for each other and be a blessing and encouragement to the people that we come in contact with. Like I said, we're here today and gone tomorrow, so let's be sure to be a blessing while we're here today so that we don't. To pray for each other that we don't faint. By the way, I know there's different ones of you going through health issues, sicknesses, different things that you're experiencing. So let's rally around each other and pray for each other as we go throughout life's journey. And also remember to pray for John Byler as he prepares for the message this week for next Sunday. So why don't we stand and we'll have closing prayer, and then after that maybe Lonnie will have a verse of a song and then we'll be dismissed. Let's pray. Father, as we come to the close of this service, we thank you for being in our midst here this morning. Thank you for everything that we have heard, and may we take it, may we apply it to our lives, Lord, as we go into this next week, that we would be a blessing, we would be an encouragement to the people that you send our way, Lord. And as we also heard in the devotional, that we would take every thought captive, Lord, and bring it into your obedience, Lord. So thank you again for visiting us this morning, for being with us. Direct us, keep us safe as we depart from here, and bring us back safely together this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Retreat.